coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America. This is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese, Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman and Austin Orman. Old School with Foreman and Orman on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
That's right. Welcome in. It is another edition of Old School. A beautiful Tuesday. Might be gray. Still beautiful. Lots to talk about on this quick hour edition of Old School, brought to you, as always, by our great friends at the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Learn more at themercadobutcher.com. Check them out. 3 locations in Lincoln and 1 in Omaha. No Foreman today, given that it is a Tuesday, but this is where we bring in DP. DP and a special guest. The floor is yours.
Yeah, it's really cool. I appreciate y'all hanging out again. You know how what the process is. You can reach out on the Sauter Hammond text line 402-464-5685. You want to be a part of what we're doing, and you want to shout out our guests, you want to yell at them, you want to say something nice, whatever you want to do. Just start it with a what's up. We have the conversation before we yell. You can follow on all the live video streams, Facebook, YouTube, X, Allo Channel 961, Amazon Prime, and the Ticket app. If you haven't downloaded the Ticket app, do so. Take us where you're going, because you want us to be where you're at. And it is with that, there's so much going on in Lincoln, and specifically downtown Lincoln. A big part of our process in choosing to be where we are is with the idea that we need to be not only a part of it, but kind of, we want to be a part of the fluid and the gas that makes it go. So choosing 11th and O put us in downtown Lincoln rather than the Haymarket. But in this space, there's an organization, there's a group of people who simply are the umbrella and the engine that makes downtown Lincoln go. They call themselves the Downtown Lincoln Association. Todd Ogden, President and CEO, joins us here on Old School. Kind sir, we are long overdue.
Yeah, we are.
We are way overdue. But the beauty of this is that now we get to get right. There's so much in. Let's start with this and letting the people know what this organization is, where it comes from. We'll set the GPS. Where we are is how we got here and all the things in play. Let them know.
Yeah, so really our organization starts back in, let's say, the 60s. Our organization started in 1967. And it was run, we're sitting here on O Street right now, it was run by what was called the O Street Gang. And the O Street Gang had all the department stores. They had it all downtown. And we didn't have Gateway. We didn't have any of that stuff. So that was where the epicenter of everything. And fast forward to the 70s and 80s, we lost about 1 million square feet in retail in downtown. And it was like that all around the country. So our downtown was no exception. So it really changed the dynamic. So they came together, the O Street Gang came together and said, hey, we need to provide a common voice for downtown and let's create this. And that's what's become the Downtown Lincoln Association, and eventually became this business improvement district. So we're a nonprofit organization that's funded by the property owners. We have 600 different property owners downtown. We have 960 businesses downtown. We're at the 960th right now, and in my favorite radio station in the entire city. So I love it. It's like what
we're high fiving. We're high fiving. We're high fiving. We're high fiving.
It is. I mean, like we talk about, and again, we'll get to a lot of this stuff, but for me, activation is everything. If people have complaints about anything, like really the answer is always activation when it comes to downtown. And there's no better activator than having people walk by and having a ticker and you're on live radio when you're walking by here. That is active. That is live activation that we want. So I was thrilled when I saw this coming up here. And again, like I said, this is long overdue. Like this, you're the downtown station, and I just love it here. And I love all the stuff that's going on with downtown, especially in this district right where you're at. And we can talk about that, but there's so much going on. There's a lot of history that led us here, and there's a lot to move into the future. And really just in the present, right now for us, it's all about the businesses. Let's figure out how we can continue to raise the voice for our businesses and make this an experience for people to give them a reason to want to be downtown.
Okay, Todd, I'm a born and raised Lincolnite like you, right? Love it here. Spent a lot of time downtown in the adjacent area. But what is downtown Lincoln? Like geographically, like I've lived here my whole life and I don't even know like what's downtown. So when you think about your association, the 960 businesses you're responsible for, What's the area that we're looking at?
Yeah, so our official district is we do have boundaries, and it's Arena Drive on the west. So we expanded to that when they moved the railroad tracks in the 2010s. And on the east side, it's Telegraph District to the east, so all the way to 21st Street, so that little creek. Mm-hmm. So we go from the railroad to the creek, from west to east, and then the Capitol to the university. That's downtown. So we have over 100 blocks. We have a very large downtown for a city our size. And for us, it's so large that, you know, people, you know, back when we were growing up and people before us were growing up, you went downtown. And then when the Haymarket got developed, you went to either downtown or the Haymarket. And it's all part of downtown. And really with Telegraph, there are all these unique districts, and we really want to highlight each district and what it can benefit. And we're sitting right here in this core downtown blocks district, and having catalyst businesses and catalyst projects like the library, the convention center, this Project O Street, which is an infrastructure and beautification project, that's going to uplift this kind of area. And this is where it all started in downtown. Like that O Street gang, we're right here. Miller and Payne's right across the street. Everybody knew Miller and Payne. There's so much history here. So it's really cool to figure out ways how we're going to kind of reactivate this space to get even more people in this area, especially more residents. We went from 3,000 residents in 2010. And right now we're looking at, with development, around 15,000 residents moving forward. So a lot more people are living downtown. So in short, I mean, we've gone from an 8-to-5 business center to a 24/7 urban neighborhood. That's what we are. We're a neighborhood, and we need to figure out how to activate this neighborhood and continue to make sure people know we have a lot of really cool things in this neighborhood. And the people is first and foremost. And second is we've got activity. We've got businesses that you can dine, shop, eat, be entertained. We've got it all.
Is there an ideal? Is there in the back of your mind, is there an ideal for what the activation looks like? Like we said, put us at the corner, street level. We want glass. We want sunlight in. We want people to be able to see us to see them. We can see weather. We can see traffic. We can see those things. I wanted to be the eyes and ears of downtown Lincoln. That was literally we could be the voice and let folks know, hey, weather's changing. Be careful. We've had a couple of instances during storms, et cetera, where not all the signals were working. We were kind of the hub. For you, for downtown Lincoln, what's the ideal look like in your mind?
For me, the ideal looks like, say you're coming off O Street out west and you come into this district, or you're coming in out north off of 180 and you come into the area. The ideal is where you're driving, especially on any main street downtown, or if you're walking or if you're biking or scooting or whatever you may do to get around, you're seeing something going on. Like, you know, there's always something going on, and especially in each area. You know, I don't want any dead areas of downtown either. Like, each district has its own kind of unique identity. So when you're in this district and you're in the core of these core downtown blocks, you're going to see something going on. You're going to see movement. You're going to see people. People are at their third places. This is a third place. You have the mill right here. There's no better third place than a coffee shop. So people congregating, going out, if you live downtown, if you work downtown, you have to have a reason to want to live and work in a downtown area. And that reason is because you can have it all by walking outside, and you can go meet people and have those interactions. When COVID happened, it didn't change things for us. It sped up all the trends that we had. It turned it in. People wanted those connections and they wanted the collisions. And we want to fast forward that to figure out, how can we continue to nurture that and make sure more collisions are happening? How do we support businesses so they can succeed and more people come to this downtown area and want to interact with each other? So that's really what I'm most excited about, is I want movement. Before, it used to be, oh, activity means just retail. Like, yeah, retail's great.
Busyness.
Yeah, busyness. Yeah, yeah. Like, you want to see and look in a window and say, hey, something's going on there. I want to be a part of it. People are working there. People are being active. People are drinking their coffee. People are eating their ribs. Like, it's, you want people in and out, moving around, participating in multiple things in this area.
What's the balance between, with a hotel across the street, a hotel behind us, restaurants around? What I noticed last weekend was the...
Black Friday Wow Shop, Wayfair now, month-long big deals. Yeah, these are steals.
70% less money spent.
You can't go wrong, check out the song. Best gift and core, Black Friday scores.
Garlands and trees,
saving with ease.
Lights for your house, lamps for your spouse.
Save at Wayfair.
On dining chairs, mattresses, two sheets that are you. Everything home, these things in chrome. Here's a quick plug, area rugs. Fast shipping, wow, Wayfair is how.
Win the season, win the, win the season.
Huge influx of out-of-towners in the space who are, wait a minute, this is Lincoln, Nebraska? This is what's happening? Or is it and the locals who come in and say, you know what? You gave me another reason to come down here, and then you gave me a reason to stay down here.
Yeah, I mean, it's everything. And really the focus needs to be, you want to build a place for the people that want to be here. If we built downtown to be a place for people that didn't want to be here, we'd have 8-lane roads on every single road. Like, we need this to be a place that the people that want to interact here have a place that they feel comfortable. Like, this is a safe, clean, fun, walkable, inviting, and drivable, and everything you can get. We want it to be that atmosphere. So that's kind of the audience. And really, then you want to make sure you continue to try to build each district and making sure, okay, does this district, do we have more families in here? Or do we have more students in this area? I mean, right here, we're in the epicenter where most of the university students come from. They're coming through 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th. And this is where the university, I'm a university grad myself. And like, we're attached to the university. We want this to be a part for the students as well. And the businesses see that. And at the same time, in the summers too, we want to make sure that you have that consistency with people that are working here and living here every day, interact with this area, because downtowns and this ecosystem only works when we all work together and interact with each other. And you know, again, like for us, businesses that support each other, help lift each other up. And that's really how downtowns thrive.
You mentioned on that front, right? It used to be downtown and Haymarket. Again, born and raised Lincoln. I remember the Haymarket was getting built up. When did you kind of take over the Haymarket? Why did you expand? Are you competing with them? Are you one in the same? How does that work? Are you working together, competing? What's that balance?
Yeah. So our organization, we are the nonprofit that runs the business improvement district. So that district, again, we're funded by the property owners. They say, hey, that stemming from that Oster gang, they say, hey, let's support this organization so we can all provide a common voice. So we have a board of directors that has a common voice, that has representatives from not only every area of downtown, but every type of business, big property, large property, big business, small business, hotels, residents, things like that. And we want to make sure that common voice for all of downtown is supported. So we oversee all that. So there's no other organization that we compete with. We work with LHDC, for example, the Lincoln Haymarket Development Corporation. They're a nonprofit organization that specifically has Haymarket businesses that work to activate that area. They do the farmers market that we support with them, and we partner with them, and they provide a common voice for that district for us. For this part of downtown, we do things like Shop the Blocks. That's one of our biggest shopping events that we have here. So we have a local business council that we want to get a common voice for, hey, what is best for you all that we can support to make sure that this area thrives. And Telegraph District, they have their own merchants association. So there's a lot of different kind of merchants associations, but we're kind of that common voice for all of downtown and the beautification. Our maintenance crew does a wonderful job and takes care of all of the landscaping in these areas.
So how much of your job for you and your staff is, you know, big picture, grease the wheels, idea people versus, hey, down to the nitty gritty, execute it. Let's make sure this happens.
It's a good combination. I'm definitely on that former. Again, I've been here for almost 20 years now, and I've kind of grown up in this downtown world. I'm a downtown person and want to continue to make sure we stay up with the trends and make sure we continue to be a thriving ecosystem. But at the same time, you know, we have a wonderful maintenance crew. I've got Brian and I've got Jack on my maintenance crew, and we've got multiple crew members that, you know, every day they've got to figure out, hey, how do we make sure we take care of this weed problem? Or how do we make sure that these plantings get put in the right spot? How do we make sure this irrigation's fixed? So it's everything. When people ask, my wife still doesn't know what I do. Like, what is it? It's everything. When people ask, well, you work for the Downtown Lincoln Association. And for us, our brand is like, we work for Downtown Lincoln. Like, there's the association, that's the official name or whatever. But if Downtown Lincoln thrives, then we're happy. Like, we just want to make sure anything revolving around downtown, we can figure out how to make it better. some days are easier than others, and some things are big picture and some things are small picture. So that's kind of the convoluted answer is it's all of it, but I'm definitely a vision person. And at the same time, like a doer, like we want to get stuff done. I don't care whether we'd have to like take credit for it or do any of that. No, like if this will get done and improve, if we can get a library downtown, if we can get a convention center downtown, if we can get a radio station downtown, that's what we want. We want activity happening, development happening, people happening. That's what we want.
Well, you're the conductor.
Yeah.
And in the space, there's a lot of things that we have to talk about in the activation, but image and perception of image, and then the narrative, the stories that are being told. How does the ticket help? How can we help downtown Lincoln, all the businesses, all the families that it affects, all the people? When people talk downtown, we talk about the buildings, but I also think you're talking about the people. And I think that's the big part of it. So how do we be in service to that?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is lifting up the voices, especially of our local businesses. So for us, it's like when people understand and those who shop or dine or go to the movies or doing that, they know like it is really about the people. When I get my shoes and I'm going downtown, I'm meeting Jane Stricker and Matt Stricker, or I'm meeting Ann Ringline at Lincoln Running Company and Jane and Matt at Threads. Like, it's the people that you're supporting, and therefore they're then supporting everybody else. Again, I'm using the retails example because that's, you know, a lot of that's the lifeblood there. And restaurants too. You know, you've got Nader Sepaport on O Street. Like he's an amazing voice for understanding how to evolve within an ecosystem. Downtown has evolved, and so has he. I mean, Yaya's is amazing. Then he did Oso Burrito for a while, and then Amu Manu, and then you have Mars Bar. But again, he's a wonderful local business owner who adapts and figures out how to get that done. And again, Yaya's is another example of a perfect place that is a third place. It's where people want to congregate, and it's very unique and special. So the local unique atmosphere is what makes us thrive, and lifting up those voices. Cause yeah, it's about the businesses, but it's really about the people behind those businesses.
Yeah. The businesses are just the vehicle. The people are the thing that matters. And that's why the businesses matter. If there aren't good people moving it, that's the energy and the activation of the space, but also in this, that the connection between those people and those businesses, that is a constant evolving active thing that you have to do on purpose. Like, you can't connect downtown Lincoln without it being on purpose. So what's the drive? We know that the whole renovation project is going to be there. A lot of the consideration and thought is, how can we connect people? How can we give them more to do together? Let's talk about that project and its origin, the original thinking behind it.
Yeah, so what's now called Project O Street really stemmed from, I think, dating back really even to, I mean, we can go really far back, but it's the Arena District. When all that was done, and it transformed our downtown, and it changed an atmosphere that, you know, before it was railroad tracks, and it brought in thousands and thousands of people to the area, many that have been here but come here more, and many people that have never been here. And at the same time, there was also kind of this part of downtown where they're like, hey, that's wonderful. Like, a lot of people benefit from that, and we love that, and it is great. But also, what's our catalyst? How do we continue to improve here? And especially O Street. We have a lot of business on O Street. O Street's always been difficult because it's a federal highway. So it's a lot harder to get things done when you're dealing with multiple levels of government. So it had felt forgotten. So we being the city mainly in urban development, created a TIF district along O Street. So all of the value that increased from that district creation years back can then go back into O Street. So enough time had now passed where, hey, we can invest that back into the street because this desperately needs it. And a lot of it's the not fun stuff that you're never going to see. Like, I don't want a water main to break on O Street. Like, that would be terrible for here. There's these weird vaults underneath downtown. There's a lot of weird history here where, like, yeah, we need to like make a lot of money and start like a downtown ghost tour underneath all these weird vaults.
It is like,
we call ourselves the O Street Gang.
Yeah, the O Street Gang.
Yeah,
it's so all that stuff. But at the same time, then, hey, by the way, let's give people better shade. Let's give people better lighting, sidewalks that the street's not so loud. The intersections can have bigger bulbouts, so you don't have to cross the intersection as much, and make it that much more enjoyable and really have it be active. So the beautification of O Street is so much needed, and it really makes it easier to highlight the businesses along it. This is our entryway into not only downtown, but into the city of Lincoln. So we need to have that welcoming corridors. And if you do that, you want to continue at the same time support the businesses. How do we make it easier to have sidewalk cafes? How do we make it easier to have dog parks? How do we make it easier to want to do that kind of thing and activate it? We need to make it easier for the businesses, especially as businesses continue to evolve and really evolve around what we're looking for. And that's really the experiential economy. That's the economy that's growing the most, where you want, if you're going to get off the couch and go out, you're going to want an experience. And the experiential economy is what's going to continue to grow. So that experience from getting in the car and getting to the area, you want to come out of that car and that experience starts then. Even when you're driving through there, like, okay, I see this is a space that I want to be a part of. And that's really where the Project O Street came. And at the same time, it's like, no, we have these really big issues that we need to fix that our LTU department need to fix. And like, okay, we're not going to come in and then come out and then come in and then come out. Let's do this. Let's do this right. So the city made the conscious efforts like, okay, we're going to do the beautification project and we're going to do the water main project. And we got to get this done. And now we got to communicate. So for us, the next 2 years, once construction starts, which most of the construction you'll probably likely see, won't see till early spring of 2026. Some stuff's going to start after football season, but nothing really big. Actually, we really want to start and we want to have a big party on O Street the day before it closes. And
we're in.
Let's have a party and get people ready. And our job at Downtown Lincoln from there is to educate people like, yeah, the streets may be closed at given levels. Some sidewalks may be closed, but there will always be access to the businesses. There will always be a reason to want to continue to come downtown, even during construction, and make sure we have the right signage, make sure we have the right communications, and continue to give people a reason to want to be in the area so they don't just see construction like they have a lot, because a lot of funding has come in and we've got to get that done. But the same thing's going to happen downtown. So it's going to be really important that we communicate to the community that, hey, we're still going to be open for business. This is going to be awesome when it's done, but don't forget about the people while it's still going on.
Well, imagine that there's a radio station with microphones that could tell people how all this is going to work and where to go. And
what an opportunity. Yeah, exactly. So it's, like I said, this is long overdue.
Yeah, it's been, I mean, it is a mind meld kind of moment, because as we were talking, I start to see families, and we talk business and we talk about the people, but all of this is to make it more family friendly. So what is the thought process on your side to families, Lincoln families, being able to come downtown and utilize the space?
Yeah, I mean, especially for this station, let's talk about game day. Like when you come down from a game day, and that brings more families down than anything. When you're here and you have children that are here, you want to make sure they feel safe. And it's a lot easier to feel safe when you have more room to walk on the sidewalks. You have more places to sit. You have more shade. You have greenery. You have more landscaping and flowers. You have active businesses and active sidewalk cafes that people are dining or moving around. The intersections are shorter where you don't have to cross as long. It's quieter. There's a traffic calming. And that kind of thing is what inherently makes people want to be a part of a place. Like we always talk about placemaking. It's a silly planning term for a lot of people. Placemaking really means a lot to urban strategists like myself, where, again, a sense of place means it's a place you want to be. And it's a feeling you have when you're there. And that feeling, it's a lot of little stuff. And it's some big stuff as well. But it starts with that first impression. That first impression, I want to walk in a place that I feel clean and safe. And I know we can provide that, but I always know we can do better. And after Project O Street certainly is going to have its Cadillac version of being better and being more walkable. And again, all that means nothing if we don't have the businesses connected to it. And you have places to stop along the way. This is just feedback from the business to say, hey, we've been here a long time. We want something here. And there were hundreds of open houses and
the meetings are endless.
Yeah, they were endless. We've been doing this for many a year. So it was, the community has had so much involvement in the ideation of this, and especially the businesses in downtown. I mean, we were over at Union Bank Place a couple times over the last couple of years where hundreds of people came to give their feedback on what this should look like. But again, really focusing on building it for the people that want to be here and the people that are here. So the businesses had the most feedback. It's always hard. There's so many. You want to make sure you get to all of them. So there's some new businesses that are like, hey, we haven't heard about this yet. And that's one thing myself and the city are going to do. Once the contractor is selected, we get to walk down, and you're on O Street, so you probably got that original email, but we are going to meet with every single business owner and property owner before construction to talk about, okay, how can we help support what's going on during construction? And again, even during and when it's done, what are things we can do to continue to collaborate to make sure you stay active and healthy and be in a place that more people can attend?
It's going to be spectacular. Looking forward to it. Todd Ogden, President and CEO, Downtown Lincoln. We're going to go to break. When we come back, and again, I apologize in advance because there's zero chance that we can get through everything that we want to get through and should get through. There's way too many stories. There's way too many connections to make, but we're going to try. And we're going to include you in the conversation. You can text in if you've got questions for Todd. Please feel free, 402-464-5685. DP, Austin, Todd, Old School, The Ticket.
Back to Old School with Foreman and Orman on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
We're here on Old School. Austin Orman, DP, and Todd Ogden, President and CEO of the Downtown Lincoln Association, with you for the next half an hour or so. If you have no plans tomorrow night, stop by Liquid Assets Sports Bar and Grill for their first speaker series featuring Husker volleyball assistant coach and host of Serve and Volley on 93.7 The Ticket, Jalen Reyes. Our own Nick Sainert will emcee the event starting at 7 as Coach Reyes gives you a look inside the volleyball program and takes your questions. Tomorrow event, no cost to get in, is sponsored by Mike and the team at Alpha Wealth Advisors, who focus on advising individuals and businesses on investing, retirement, and financial planning. Learn more about them at thealphawealth.com. That, of course, will be at Liquid Assets Sports Bar and Grill, located on 27th and Jamie Lane, a far cry from where we're having fun here in downtown Lincoln.
Let's bring in Todd. Todd, there's so much to this space that when you talk about O Street and the O Street project, there were questions and concerns, and then some of that moved pretty quickly because it was, okay, you've done a really good job of getting the information out, explaining to folks what the connection was and why it would benefit everybody. So now for the listeners, for the person who's not on the insider, they're not one of the businesses that currently is getting this information, what is the timetable for the Lincolnites that would want to know downtown Lincoln? What's the schedule?
Yeah, so for the Project O Street, the work after football season will start. It'll be some of the more minimal work that you don't see, and likely most of the heavy construction will start in early spring. Again, we'll have more specific schedules once the contractor is selected and gets going. And again, like I said before, that's when we really will get out to the businesses to talk about details, talk about how time it will work, when should construction timing happen on time of day, for example. When should you pour? When should you not? When is the weather going to be good? So all that stuff. But roughly, it's going to be spring of 2026, and likely probably a 2-year project. So it's going to take a while. And in the meantime, again, there's a lot of other fun projects going downtown too, which we've got a library project right across the street here. That's going to be amazing. Talking about, you know, activity in third places. If you haven't seen the renderings of what this new downtown library could look like, it's amazing. And it's not just plopping Bennett Martin over in the new area. It's a 2025, 2026 library that is the library that this community deserves, a place that really can be a community gathering space and have a lot of meeting opportunities, of course, have books, have the technology. And that project hopefully will be starting next year as well. So you have that. We're working on trying to get a convention center here in the area. It's slated to go across the street from the Cornhusker Hotel. And that kind of activity brings in, we're missing right now, 70% of the convention market because we don't have a space for these statewide conventions and getting people regionally around the area. So having a convention center built there will give us Monday to Friday daytime traffic that we definitely need. Like, downtown has grown not only by space, but by time of day. Like I said before, now that we're more of a 24/7 zone, it's not just these big spikes at 8, 12, and 5. You kind of miss those though at noon. Like, every place is packed, 'cause that's when every single person went out at the same time. All the businesses went out. This is when my lunch is. This is when I get off work. This is when I go to work. We have such a more of a hybrid atmosphere, not necessarily mean like work from home hybrid, but hybrid, in some employees and many employees work different times of day now, where you're here at 2:00. I want to go get drinks at 4:00. I want to go to dinner
at 9 o'clock. I want to have breakfast at 11 o'clock. Like, they're all over the place. So they're spread out throughout the day. So you kind of miss that big clumps of people at the same time. And you certainly get that with sporting events, but the convention center then coming in brings in those multi-day conventions that give you a consistent flow. So when that happens, almost every week, you'll be seeing people with their lanyards walking out here, wanting to explore the area and giving us that kind of consistent bump of activity. So that's another big project we want to get going here and get developed in our downtown area.
Before we get on to some other stuff, 6696 wants to know, as many Lincolnites do, where on O Street? What's the geographical range of this beautification project for O Street specifically?
Yeah, so O Street, it's roughly, so it includes work on 9th and 10th Street as well. So it has that area. So from 9th and 10th on O, and then eventually all the way out to 26th Street around there. Our district ends at 21st, but it's kind of, if you go to the website projecto.com, projectostreet.com, talks about all the phases. So there's kind of a phase one, phase two, phase three, where the early work's going to get done starting, you know, early spring this year and move kind of west as it goes. So kind of the core of downtown will be kind of that phase one project. And as you get out west and even further east will come at later phases. So it's that's the district. So it's a lot of O Street. It's going to take you far out to the east, even beyond our district. But again, that's where a lot of people come into experience downtown once you get that far east on O Street, where it's all kind of it's all needed even throughout there.
Is there a number, magic number of businesses that will be positively affected by this?
There's no magic number. I think my magic number is how many businesses can we make sure continue to grow during the construction timeline? And then at the same time, there's still spaces, and there's actually not as much vacancy on the first floor to be like, oh, just anybody can go there because the rent's nothing because they're trying to get here. It's not to that level, but it's to the level where, like, there's really key, unique, mixed activity that we'd be looking for. So adding areas that don't compete with our current businesses, but add to that mix to create a new type of activity. That's the kind of thing we're looking for too. But first and foremost, it's to make sure the magic number would be zero. And that's the number of businesses that would have to close because of this project.
That hasn't been what I've heard at all. Most people are kind of buzzed by the idea that it's an injection. It's an add to value rather than a nuisance. None of this happens. I mean, you're the president and CEO, but none of this happens without a team. You have some talent around you that just is exceptional at making this happen. Let's talk about some of the people who are making all of this stuff happen and makes it work.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many partnerships. Of course, like I mentioned, the businesses. And for our organization, it's really about, you know, our board of directors is a wonderful representation of that common voice. So a lot of it comes from, hey, here's what we should think about when we're navigating these situations. We created a downtown master plan, and these entryway corridors is what it was called in the master plan. It's like, no, we need this. Like, we want to give the best first impression, and more importantly, give a lasting impression once they're here. Let's figure out how to do this. So it's been incredible to see those partners on our board be involved. And then our partnership with the city has been really, really strong. They have really big ideas to make sure we continue to grow and evolve as a city. And of course, to me, of course, I'm biased, but a city is only as good as its downtown is. I mean, when you go to a city and its downtown is not successful, that's a bad mark on the entire city. When you're watching a game, a Husker game on TV, they're showing you downtown around there. Like after the arena development happened, I mean, once it came there, everybody, you'd get so many calls like, this is Lincoln. I didn't realize. It's like, of course not. Like, no, you're not showing cornfields. Of course, sometimes you have to show that, but you got to go pretty far out. Like downtown in an active space, that's what you're showing. And that's what we want.
Austin, this is home for you. I have new eyes to it. So I see things from a five-year vantage. You have a greater scope for this thing. What does this all mean to you as a native?
I remember so vividly going to swimming lessons downtown, the old YWCA building, you know, the green tower on it and whatnot. And we would walk down what's now Centennial Mall. Completely different. Completely different. The rocks have moved, walking on campus with mom and dad. I remember the trains in the Haymarket and everything like that. I remember Spaghetti Works just down that way, and then Old Chicago, and that was downtown. That was it.
there was no Haymarket. And I'm glad you brought that up, DP, because Todd, I wanted to ask you too, when did Lincoln go from more than just like the city that you live in? Yeah, it's just where I'm born and where I'm from too. This is a city that I want to invest in, that I want to make a difference in. This is my city and have like some ownership of the improvement for it.
Yeah, I mean, that's really an easy answer to me. You know, I started working for downtown in roughly 2006, and it was the arena vote in 2010. It was the arena bond issue, passing that and passing it with margins bigger than anybody thought they would get to say, no, this is our community saying we're ready to take it to the next level. We're ready to continue to grow. And that growth, it wasn't just about the arena. Everything Lincoln does is it's pretty slow and methodical, but it's that for a reason. It's safe that way. But at the same time, they were able to build the arena at a time when construction costs were lower and able to get that done because it happened just post-recession. And then it created an atmosphere where post-arena, we had $1.8 billion of construction built around it. We now are all the way on the arena district building South Haymarket Park, which is another amazing thing that's being built here. And there's a skate park coming in, and that's already under construction. The rest of the park will be underway very soon. That whole area, and then you hope it's a catalyst for more residents, especially families that want to be in the area. So I think that was the community making that decision to say, hey, we're ready to continue to evolve. And again, for us, it's what are those catalysts? This is Antelope Valley. So Telegraph exists because they had this big Antelope Valley project. It started with a kind of an areaway flood mitigation type project, but at the same time, it built this really cool atmosphere.
Make it look nice. Amazing what happens.
Yeah, it is. And look at all the development around there. I mean, it's kind of underrated. Just as much development, if not more square feet of development, happened in Telegraph District than the Arena District. And you know, you don't have a big shiny arena as a catalyst. You had the Antelope Valley as a catalyst. So kind of timing that actually happened first. That's what we think the Convention Center will do as a catalyst for this part of downtown as well. Our community shows when your public infrastructure is willing to invest, our property owners and our business leaders are willing to enhance on that investment. They say, hey, if we partner and we have these true public-private partnerships, at the time it was this 2015 vision group, like, hey, we want to help build this arena. We want to help this grow. And by the way, like, we want to help surround this area. So that's when it really works, and that's how it thrives.
There's so much to the contracting, the deciding who gets to be a part of this, but all of this is added value to workers, to families, to businesses, that they're all included. They all have an opportunity. And this is local based. This is Lincoln based business. This is Lincoln dollars going to Lincoln families and Lincoln communities. Well done, sir.
Absolutely. Music to my ears.
Well, you have to think that 2 years of work, all the preparation that went in place, all of those contracts and agreements, every dollar of it stays in the space. And then it builds because those connections will go into it. I think the part of the layup I don't want to miss is you being the conductor for all these businesses to work together, because it's shared ideas. Shared IQ is a concept that was saved with me, that what you want from your community and what I want, both great ideas, great concepts. But when we put those concepts together, then the community really happens. We always say great ideas make great communities. Great communities make great ideas. You're the conductor for that. So bravo to that as well, and making this thing happen for everybody in Lincoln and downtown Lincoln.
Well, I appreciate it. I'm also just really good at getting yelled at, which is great. So
that would be most of us, yeah. Who are in the marriage space. All three of us can sign up for that. Give a thumbs up. Austin, get us a break. We'll come back and set up with Todd the rest of the way.
Back to Old School with Foreman and Orman on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
One final segment here on Old School. Time drawing to a close, but DP, like you said, so much more to get to.
Yeah, there's zero chance we're going to cover everything from all the business partners and all of the people in play. From the text line, Texture says this: Todd knows this stuff. The question is, does he think he could shut up Sipple?
I have my old Red Sea Scrolls username that I did, but I'm not going to let Sipple know what it was.
I think we need to set that up for early break. Todd versus Sipple. That needs to happen.
Okay.
That needs to happen along the way. John and Cortland, and again, it's always good to hear from you, buddy. along the way. Austin, okay, so it doesn't want me to see what John wrote. Did I just lose the internet?
John and Cortland?
Yeah.
He just sent a big emoji.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was
just a big winky face emoji.
Well, that sounds about right finger. For John. Yeah. That...
No, you're good on okay. that front.
No.
They That's sent not you... John.
No. A couple of people sent the thumb. It's just the thumb. So in this space, let's let folks know that if you have questions, one about the project, two about Downtown Lincoln as an organization, where should they go and how can they consume information?
Yeah, for us it's easy. It's just downtownlincoln.org. That has everything that you need. It has all of our staff's information if you need to reach out to me. I'm just todd@downtownlincoln.org. My cell phone's on there. You can call me. You can text me. Live and breathe downtown. So downtown never stops, and neither do we. And if anybody's interested, we like people that are interested. Even if they have issues, you can't solve issues unless you know them. And we always encourage people to bring those out to us.
How do we go about in the process for businesses that may not be active? They want to be, but they're curious. How should we go about that?
I think the biggest thing is, especially when you see new, younger businesses that are small businesses that want to be exposed, especially if you're downtown, you kind of think, oh, that'll sell itself. People are here, but you kind of forget the marketing. And any way we can help out with marketing, as we talked to, it's like, no, that you still like, we're only as good as our businesses, and you want to lift that up, is to figure out how you can spread your voice to as many people as possible. And that's the biggest way we want to continue to figure out, you know, how do you support businesses? And of course, grow social media and grow all that. But yeah, how do we have more businesses understand the importance of marketing and being on the radio and being on TV and being in the newspaper and all things like that? It's still really important to get those eyeballs and get those listens and get those impressions, especially outside of social media. You know, everybody has a social media account now, but how do you break through that so your potential target audience understands what you provide? Because there's so much out there, especially downtown too. I mean, I won't name one of these owners, but one of our owners that's been downtown for a long time told me, he was like, yeah, I kind of missed back in the day when we had like 100 less restaurants. So like, I didn't even have to try. Like, our stuff wasn't even that good, but people still came. It was like, no, there's a lot more stuff. Since 2010, I mentioned that big change about what happened. We have 100 more restaurants than we had in 2010. It's insane.
Let's shout out some of the new restaurants in downtown.
Well, looking across the street, I'm excited for that Rib and Chop coming in there. We've got in the Telegraph District, there's the new Acai Bowl place. We have a ramen place on 13th Street. We have a breakfast spot that's going in on 17th Street. Zen Coffee is now there. We've got Mill always having a new place. I love
constant.
They're talking about ambassadors for downtown. I mean, Mill, I mentioned how every district's unique. Well, they happen to be in every district as well. So
have a plan.
The Mill and that family, they are so important to downtown. Like, that is downtown to me, of like, oh, I have a voice and we understand the nuance of what it takes and what is needed to help thrive, not only as a business, to be a part of the community. They are ingrained in this community. And I just absolutely love anybody who's willing to be involved in that. And that's what it takes. And that kind of thing is, yeah, what we love seeing downtown.
Todd, it's an interesting weekend. Lots going on, but we cannot let you leave without getting your thoughts on USC versus Nebraska at Memorial Stadium on a Saturday. What does that mean for downtown, and how do you think it plays out?
Hopefully better than last time we played USC. But
every time we played
USC. Yeah, exactly. Every time. It's first of all, for downtown, it's going to play out great. I've got some people in my life and they know who they are that aren't huge Husker fans. And it drives me nuts because, like, well, don't you at least care about my job? Because just the economy of it, like when the Huskers do well, downtown does that much better. I just had one of the bar owners tell me, is like, he was giving me kind of the figures of like, what changes if we lose by this or lose by that, or not if we lose or not. It's like, do you feel good about the direction of the program to continue to be excited? And at this, it hasn't always been that way over the last 10 years, but this year especially, being in November here next week and having people still fully invested and interested in our team is huge, because you're going to get here earlier and park earlier and tailgate more and be a part of the downtown area. And then you're going to be happy when it's over. And then like, you're going to have good feelings about this area when you're done. So yeah, I want us to win. I think our line picked it up last week where you figure out getting just even an inch of push more than you had the previous game. If you get that inch moving toward the next, we're gonna win. My son's a lineman, so I'm super into line now.
Is this the wrestler too?
No, he's also a football player. My wrestler is a running back. He's in fifth grade. So why is it a wrestler? Owen is now my lineman. His grandpa is the coach for Lincoln East Spartans. So like he's like, we're forced to go there. Shout out to Coach Gang. But it's all about the line. That's what it is. It's like, and I coached my son on rookie. It's like I found out you can't really do much unless you have a line. So let's freaking push those Trojans and let's get them out of there. That's what it comes down to. That offensive line and even defensive line, but especially offensive line. That's what I want to see get better every single week. And if we continue to do that, good things are going to happen for our program.
7-2 sounds really good.
Sounds amazing.
Sounds really good. Kind sir, lots to do. Thank you for your time, your intellect, your heart, because it's in the right place about doing a good thing for good folks. Todd Ogden, thank you, kind sir. Austin Orman, you will man the board. We will hand it over to Coach Rocky Russo of the Lincoln Stars. He's got guests in studio. And then Mike Smith comes in for the most positive.
Pete Ferguson in for Mike Smith.
Oh, they swapped this week. That's right. Mike did Pete's show on Sunday. So Pete Ferguson's in today. Mark Manning, Jalen Reyes, and a full night of ticket weeknights. Y'all be good because...